through a Q&A here, and then once that's done, we're going to remove the table so that photographers can get some photographs. That'll take a little bit of time. We've got a good group of shots that we're going to go through. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to John Lynch, our general manager.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Last time we were here, Jimmy called an audible, and you're perfectly welcome to if you want and start off again. But if not, we'll get going. Congratulations to Jimmy. Congratulations to his family. I want to acknowledge his family. His parents are here, Tony and Denise. His brothers, Mike, Billy, and Tony are over there. And family's important to Jimmy, and it's wonderful to have them here with our family, the 49er family. So I want to acknowledge some people that worked really hard in, along the way in this process, starting with Prague Marate and his team, Brian Hampton. Can't thank you enough for the job you did. At the same time, I'll thank Don Yee, who represents Jimmy, and Carter Chow and Steve Dubin, who are here today. Thank you guys for your professionalism, for your diligence, and for seeing this through the finish line. Deals like this aren't easy. They're a lot easier when you both have the same motivation, and the motivation was to do great things as a team and to do them together. And so everyone involved, I was really proud of the process and the work that went into it. Finally, you know, it's easy spending other people's money, but Jed, I want to thank you. You know, I think Kyle and I, we talk a lot. On a bigger note, want to thank you. You know, it's kind of like a year anniversary as well, and want to thank you for all your support. You've let us do our work. You've supported us throughout. But anytime I come to you, say, what do you think? And you say, that's why I hired you. And you say the same thing to Kyle. So we can't thank you enough. So to Jed and Danielle, to John and Denise, and Jenna and Mara, Tony, all the Yorks, we thank them. It's a big day for them. It's a big day for our franchise. You know, ultimately, there was a parade in Philly yesterday, and that's where we want to be. And so we have a lot of work, a lot of our players back here. And, you know, I think when you watch those things, understand that we have, that's where we want to go. And we have a lot of work to get there. But we feel like this is a big piece. From day one, when Kyle and I started having conversations, we all know it. This position's key. If you don't have one, you're looking for one. We feel like we got our guy now. And we're thrilled about that. To that note, Jimmy, and I don't want to steal your thunder, we feel like we got a couple that we're really pleased with. C.J. Beathard, Nick Mullins. We got a strong room, and that's a great position to have a strong room at. It's a foundational piece, and, you know, we talk about the work. And Jimmy, that's the great thing about him. He talked about through this process, and remember the last day of the season before he checked out, he came up to my office, and we had a great talk about what our aspirations are, how we want to go about this together, how much he enjoyed working with Kyle, and Rich Scangarulo and his staff, and how much he enjoyed his teammates. And we talked about where we want to go. And he's very driven by that. And so that makes us proud. It was about 3 months and a week ago we sat here in this very room and we had traded for Jimmy. And we thought we had a special player. But I really commend Kyle for having the patience to see this thing through. That we didn't rush him into it. We waited till it was the right time, and CJ helped us with that because he was playing well. Even then, it was a rush. But Jimmy's diligence and his work ethic and the way he bonded with his teammates, we talk a lot about talent and spirit, the things we look for. We look for guys that love football, that love their teammates, that are naturally competitive, and that kind of thing is contagious. And so as much as we could see, and Kyle had studied him way back to Eastern Illinois, we saw the physical traits. But really what we learned in these last 3 months is what kind of person this guy is. And at that point, we were full speed ahead on trying to get this done. I'm going to hand it over to Kyle here. But the only thing I would say is, you know, we're fully aware of all the work that we have to do. This is a big piece. But one of the reasons this was the urgency, if there was some for us, it's heading into free agency. This is a big deal. It's 75 degrees and sunny outside. We got this guy. Who wouldn't want to be here? And we want to become that. We want to become a destination where everyone wants to be. We got a long way to go. We were 6-10, okay? So this is a big day for us, but we have a long way to go, and we're fully aware of that. We got to earn it just like this guy has. He's earned this deal, and so we're real proud to have him as a Niner for a long, long time. So congratulations, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Kyle?
John pretty much wrapped it all up. He always says it much better than I would, but you know, guys, I'm excited. I think, obviously, I know our players are, I know our fans are, I know our coaches are. You know, I'm excited to get everyone back. You know, we've had a little time off. We've been away from guys. I can see some guys here. That's the first time I've seen them since the season. You know, we got a piece to the puzzle today, and it's definitely a big one when you talk about the quarterback position. So plan on continuing to get better in a lot of other areas. And as soon as phase one starts of the offseason, we got a lot of work to do. We know we haven't accomplished anything yet, but we're real excited about these pieces we got and can't wait to get started.
Yeah, I guess it's my turn now. first off, I just want to thank everyone for coming out today to this. Thank the York family, especially, you know, Jed, Dr. York, Denise, everybody for, you know, just all the support. John and his team, Parak, for getting this thing done. And Kyle, you know, for believing in me from the first day I got here. Thank my family for coming out with me. We avoided a snowstorm in Chicago, so that's always a good thing. And my teammates, thanks for coming out, guys. Appreciate it. I'm excited. It's been a long time coming for this thing. I think we got it figured out pretty quickly, though, and I'm very happy with how it got figured out. And so I'm excited for this next year. But like John said, we got a lot of work to do, so we're looking forward to it.
Based on your 9 weeks here, what convinced you that this was the place that you wanted to be long term?
You know, I think it was a number of things. The team, the acceptance that they had of me when I first got here from the get-go, the coaching staff, I mean, Kyle and Rich, just it was a very welcoming environment, and I really liked that. And, you know, we had some success down the stretch, and you could see that pieces were falling into place, and you know, we got a long way to go, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
Hoping both of you guys could comment on this. Did the Kirk Cousins situation in Washington, the year after year franchise tag, did that influence the decision to get something done now and just have it, you know, done for the next 5 years so that it's not a year by year process?
You know, I'll speak for the team. You know, we became convinced that. You know, we had that as an option. We didn't want to use it. We wanted to make Jimmy a 49er for a long, long time. And, you know, is there do you have to have some faith for that? Yeah, absolutely. But he earned that faith that we have in him. You know, I know it wasn't a super long time, but like we said, we felt like we had a really good grasp on the talent. That was only confirmed when he got here. But what we really learned about is what kind of person he is, what kind of teammate he is, what kind of competitor. And when you see that and you have the two things, that's pretty special. It has an opportunity to be special. And then, you know, the team did pretty well when he was in there. And what excites me is that he hadn't even had an off season. And now when he gets to sit down with Kyle and understand a little bit about the thought process behind the plan, I think it's only going to get better. And so we understand that there will be adversity. There will be tough times, just like there is for any player. But at that point, we tried to treat this situation as a unique one. And I think that's where I have so much appreciation for the two sides is, yeah, there's a lot of noise out there, but let's focus on what our motivations are and try to get something done.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like John said, the two sides coming together and having the same common goal really made things easy for us. I mean, personally, I knew I wanted to be here, and I think it got figured out fairly quickly, so... You know, I'm really happy the way it worked out, and, glad to be here now.
Jimmy, conventional wisdom, if you had waited, Nathan franchise you, waited for Cousins to sign, other things happened in the quarterback landscape changes, you could have squeezed more money out of this. Why didn't you do that?
You know, because this is where I want to be, honestly. I wanted to get this deal done as fast as possible, and it's only going to help our team going forward, you know, going into free agency. It is 75 degrees out here. It's not a snowstorm like Chicago, so we just came from that, so I could speak on that. It's a lot better here. So, you know, I don't know. There's other factors that go into it, too. That's a big part. And so, you know, it's just I don't know. I wanted to be here. I was excited to be here, and I'm happy we got it done as fast as we did.
You mean you could have got more, but seven starts in the NFL, you're the top paid player in NFL history. Does that strike you as almost unreal, and do you realize that this does put a little bit of target on your back?
You know, I talked to my brothers about it the last 24 hours, flying here and everything. It's you know, if you have asked me as a little kid if I thought this was a reality, probably not. But you always dream about being, you know, that NFL quarterback and everything, and this is just taking another step in that direction, I guess.
What do you want to accomplish over the next 5 years, Jim?
Next 5 years? You're really looking forward here. I don't know. I think if we take it day by day, you know, 1 year at a time, and we got a big offseason ahead of us. You know, I think getting in the playbook and fully understanding that this offseason with Kyle will really help me going into the next season. And, you know, we'll take it small steps at a time.
Jimmy, what have you been doing since the season ended?
Kind of just hanging out, you know, relaxing, working out and stuff. I like to, you know, cool off after the season, let my mind get away from football for a little while, and now I'm getting back into it. And, you know, this is an exciting time.
You've been in Chicago? Or?
Yeah.
And was there a moment, a specific game or a time where you went, yeah, this is where I want to be? Process over those last 2 months of the season?
I wouldn't say it was one thing in particular. I think, you know, like I said, from the first day I got here, my teammates, the coaching staff were very accepting of me, and that's it's kind of rare in an NFL locker room. You know, there's a lot of different types of personalities in there. So for them to accept me so quickly, it was it made my life a lot easier. And so I think just as the season went on, I mean, it was just it was an easy decision for me.
As someone who had to grind and prove yourself and work your way here, with a number like that, do you think it'll be easy to keep that same mentality?
Oh, yeah. Not much is changing in that perspective. You know, we have one goal in mind. That's to get to the Super Bowl and win it. We want a parade just like Philly had one, and, you know, that's our goal here.
What do you think about what's gone on with your former team in the last couple of weeks? Were you watching them in the Super Bowl? Was it weird to watch them and not be there with them? And did the Josh McDaniels thing surprise you at all?
Yeah, I watched the Super Bowl. I watched it with my brothers and some of our friends. It was it was actually a really good game, I thought. A lot of offense in it and everything. So it was, you know, tough loss for those guys. But you know, they had a good season.
What's the aspect of when you report back for the offseason program that you're most interested in seeing about where this offense can go, where Kyle's offense can take you?
Well, I've never been here for an offseason, so everything will kind of be new for me, just like the season was. But, you know, I think getting into phase one, phase two, and really being able to talk through the offense to some of the finer things that I didn't get to get involved into during the season, I think it will really help me take steps forward in learning this.
And, Kyle, I don't think you can talk to Jimmy about football stuff, but you can talk to us about football stuff. What are you going to be looking to do with Jimmy when you get him here in April?
It's nice to start from scratch and to go at a slower process. You know, I mean, he got a crash course, and you know, he did a hell of a job picking it up. But it's, you know, some things he's out there, and he's just going, but he doesn't truly understand why and things like that. But he's did a great job of getting through the week to where he had a chance to do it on Sunday. And now where the rush isn't quite the same, you can start from the beginning, start on the first page, not the 50th page, and you get a better foundation. And when you have a better foundation of where you're coming from, when you're learning, I think it gives you a chance to play at a higher level and you know, the whys and things like that. And obviously I think everyone knows he played very well in the games he played for us. But I think when he goes out there, and it'll give him a chance over a longer time to be more consistent and just really understand him better.
Jimmy, during the season, you were careful not to say whether or not you wanted to be here long term. Why was that?
I wasn't careful, but I knew I wanted to be here. I think it was just a matter of getting everything figured out, and I think we did that fairly quickly this offseason. And, you know, I'm excited about it that it got done so fast, and it's an exciting time right now.
Having come where you came from,
having
come from New England, go to Super Bowl almost every year, how close do you think the 49ers are to something like that?
You know, I think we're working in the right direction. Like John said earlier, you know, there's a lot of pieces that come into play. And I think, you know, we're putting those pieces into place. And now we just, you know, once the season comes, we have to actually go out there and perform. And that's really what this league is about, going out there, executing and performing on Sundays. And, you know, the results will speak for themselves.
Jimmy, Tom Brady has been the gold standard for the better part of 15-plus years. Playing behind him, yet exclusive insight on what it takes to be the best. What's just the single most important thing that sticks in your mind that you learned from him on what it takes to be a champion year in and year out?
I think his love for the game, obviously, is a big part of it. And I clearly have that. So, you know, the way he prepares, that was one thing that I picked up from him, just being around him for 3.5 years. It makes the difference. And week in and week out, to be able to be mentally tough enough to do that and physically tough enough to survive the games, it's all that coming together, really.
John, you've seen a lot of players handle pressure in different ways. You know, you got a lot of money, you got a lot of prestige. What makes you certain he will be able to handle it? What is it about Jimmy that makes you comfortable?
Well, I think Kyle and I spent a lot of time, as I said, just observing the person and watching the way he interacted with his teammates, watching the way they responded to him. And for me, hey, there's never any assurances, but there are qualities that you know, the really good players in this league, the great players in this league, that they share. And he demonstrated a lot. Was it a short sample size? Sure. But it was convincing, and so I think, as Jimmy said, do you love the game? Absolutely. We saw that. Do you have those innate skills that makes everyone else here around you better? We saw that. Do you put your teammates before yourself? He did that. He kind of kept just checking the boxes as we were watching, and. That was a cool thing, and that's why we're here, because he wanted to be here and we wanted him to be here, and some hard work was put in to get it done. So we're ecstatic about it.
You mentioned Philadelphia, the team last year that went 7-9, and most of the teams in the NFC were below 500 last year. And what the Jaguars were able to do. What is it about the NFL landscape that allows teams to turn it around so dramatically in just a year's time?
I think the system's set up for parity. And so, you know, it's a fine line between being 13-3 and being 6-10. And it's a real fine line. And so, you know, it's one of the things that made this attractive to Kyle. And then Kyle got me on board. We kind of had a clean slate. And there was a lot of money at our disposal. Was it daunting at times? We felt like we had a long way to go, sure. But we also felt like we had an opportunity to shape it the way we wanted to. And seeing that fall into place has been fun. And I also know that each and every year is a new year in this league, and the teams that understand that, they do better. So, you know, winning a bunch of games at the end of the year, is that a good thing? Absolutely. But does that guarantee us anything? No. The work we do this offseason, that will guarantee us what our prospects are and what our success is going to be.
You're going to come in and put up 5 wins for a team that had only 1 win. The NFL is just not supposed to be that easy. When you look back on those 5 games, what jumps out at you? Why were you able to succeed?
I think a big part of it was, the coaching staff put me in a good spot to succeed. I think that's where it all starts, you know, preparing throughout the week and getting a good game plan together. Kyle, Rich, all those guys, you know, they put us in a good spot to succeed, and we just went out there and executed. And I think there's a lot more that goes into it, but I think that was a big part of it.
It's been, I think, exactly 100 days since, or a little bit more, since you showed up from that trade. You know, you're kind of coming off that flight, I remember you're just looking around, meeting people. How would you compare yourself as a quarterback and a person, you know, after this 100-day whirlwind with a new system now as opposed to when you first showed up in October?
There's a lot of things that are the same. There's a lot of shock going on from then to today. But it's exciting. I don't know. I don't think I've changed much as a person, but, you know, getting those 5 starts and learning my teammates and how to, play with them and get on the same page as them, I think it's only going to help us going forward. So, you know, I think there's a lot more to be done, and this offseason will be big for us to, you know, really learn each other's style and get the whole playbook down. But I think we're moving in the right direction.
Not long after the trade, you talked openly about, you know, the franchise tag was probably the most realistic thing. At what point, generally, do you think
a few games into playing, you know, I think once we started and we first got Jimmy, We knew exactly how we felt about him. But where we were as a team at that time, where Jimmy was in his situation, I thought it was going to be hard for him to go in there and really get enough time to where he could show us and himself a deal where we, you know, he'd be comfortable with. And didn't think about it too much because you always had that franchise tag. And we knew Jimmy was a guy we wanted here badly. When he did get his opportunity and how we started out versus Chicago, then versus Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville, to the Rams, and each week kind of got better. And the more Jimmy was here, the more comfortable he was, the better he played. Thought the guys around him played better. I think our team got tighter. Anytime you get a beat with the guy, I mean, we always felt very strongly about his talent. But when you get to be with the guy for that long and you have that success and the guy's the same every single day, you get a better idea of how he will be long-term, you know, and how he would be with a bunch of money and things like that. And I think John kind of talked about it, but it always starts with talent. But when it comes to things like this, character and who he is as a man is everything, because, you know, you guys are talking about what makes teams win and the parity in the NFL. And, you know, there's a few teams that are more talented than others, but there's not a big difference between number one and number 32. And it's how you respond to injuries, how tight your team comes, what you guys go through in a year. We were a much tighter team at the end of the year than we were at the beginning of the year. We were healthier at the end of the year than in the beginning of the year. Jimmy played at a very high level. I think that all added into us winning. And you watch teams like Philly and stuff, and just watching them at their parade yesterday, it's a tight team. They got close through a lot, and it's not always like that through the year. And you go through some highs and lows, and we did that, and we got a chance to finish very strong with Jimmy and to see who he was as a person, who he was as a player, and I think we felt very strongly that that was enough.
A couple more?
How important was it to get a long-term deal done early so you have this is a selling point for you, Jimmy's here 5 years and all that?
Well, you know, I think Prague and a lot of people kept saying, hey, this is it's a difficult process. It's complex. And, you know, what I tried to do is keep pushing the button. Hey, you know, he wants to be here. We want him here. Let's get it done. I don't want, you know, why wait? And so, you know, I think, again, I keep giving credit, but they deserve it. You know, you could belabor it. You could take it in. People, you know, a lot of people are going to have a lot of ideas on what could have happened. What I'm concerned about is that he's right here, and he's signed for 5 years, and I love that. And I think it took a lot of teamwork to get that done, and I'm real proud that it did.
How did you go about celebrating last night? And what are your plans, I guess, for the next 2 months before you come back for OTAs?
We got a nice little dinner last night. We just got in yesterday, me and my family. So we got a nice little dinner up in San Fran. Still trying to experience some of the Bay Area. You know, I'm excited to make this my home for the, you know, next 5 years, hopefully more. I mean, I hope to be here for a long time and, you know, get to experience all the good things about this area. So we got to go out to dinner. Don't really have too many more plans other than that right now.
Carl, you mentioned just how close teams can be now. Are you comfortable with, you got your quarterback now, you win 5-0 at the end of the season, that playoffs can be expected out of this next season?
No, absolutely not. that season's over and we'll start a new one this year. And I'm excited about it. I've got a much better feel for our group. I think our players have a much better feel for our system and our coaches. That makes you tighter going into an off season. But every year is different. There's some different coaches. There'll be different players. There always is turnover. How will we respond to our schedule this year to trying to win our division, things like that, and how do we respond to injuries? So there's so many things that go into a year. Each year is different. Obviously, we're more excited going into this year because we know our team and we've added guys and we've kind of built us the way that we wanted to. So, but by no means are we done or even close to done. We have to continue to get better every single day. And it'll start with free agency that comes first, then it'll be the draft, and then it'll be working in phase 1, 2, and 3 all the way into OTAs, and then it'll start with training camp. There is no quick answer to anybody. All the favorites, you know, very rarely win it, and sometimes people think that aren't going to win anything, surprise the heck out of everybody. So this league is so balanced, so competitive. It is so hard to win in this league that you never go into your saying, all right, we're good, we're playoffs. You have to earn everything you get, and if you think anything differently, you will be humbled and embarrassed very quickly in this league. And, That's why I'm ready to go to work.
Two more, guys.
John, do you have enough cap space to make additional high-price signings this offseason, or do you anticipate them?
Yeah, I think after this, there's two teams with more cap space. So we've got, we're going to be aggressively prudent in always make wise decisions and look out, some years and do things, though, that we feel are a fit and give us an opportunity to be a better organization. We're going to make those moves. And, this takes up some of that room, but that was a trade-off we were happy to make, and we still have a lot left. So we're excited about that as well.
And, John, along those lines, you've talked about doing the other piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
So how do you go about now putting players around him or bringing players that can protect him, support him? Does that become a focus of trying to put the right people around him to get the return on the investment?
Matt, good question, Matt, and we've been going about that, You didn't like the good question you shared. I know you are. I know you are. And I love that. But, earlier this week we signed Cassius Marsh. We think he's a big part of where we're going. We're going to continue to try to re-sign our own players that we think are a part of this puzzle. And some of those we have to let go free agency and see where the market shakes out. We're getting ready for the draft. We're getting ready for free agency. This thing always is moving. And, that's great.
All right. We're good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.